Giving me that black screen. Don't like that. Don't like that. Ah, there we go. Okay. Let me fit this to the screen proper. Alright. Yeah, this is total professionalism going on here. Alright, this is the best part of the Milo and interview of Nick. Here we go.
How can you be against this interracial marriages? Isn't that insane?
Why is that insane?
Is mine okay because we're not breeding?
No. It's actually worse.
Okay.
Because you are homosexual.
Exactly. There were a few good moments like that in the stream, but I mean, I don't know. I guess Milo and his presumptuousness, he thought the fact that he was getting Rogered in the rectum in an interracial relationship would be better in the eyes of groypers and such than if it was a male-female relationship. But like, no. But I got another thing here. Let's look at this other thing. Well, I tell you what. What we're going to need to do is... let's see.
The father.
Yeah, there we go. So now you can all see what it is. And it is indeed Jesse. It's Jesse. I talked about this on the... I think I did. I talked about this on the show. I watched it Friday when it came out. And it's a short episode of The Fallen State, as they sometimes are. Like, I don't know if you guys know who Ricky Bobby is. She's a lesbian who... gives little kids homosexual sex education on YouTube, which is totally fine. I mean, you can't talk about race and IQ, or you can't talk about transgenderism not being real. You can't point out that certain demographics own too much of the media or anything like that. But you can give advice on how to do double-headed dildo analed who... 10-year-old girls on YouTube and make tons of money, but she ran off quickly. This one, she ran off when he said that Bruce Jenner was a man, whether we wanted him to be a woman or not. She got all upset and ran off. And this priest was an even bigger snowflake. I did not know that Episcopals called themselves priests, but that shows what I know about Episcopals. I didn't know their ministers were priests. But anyway, that shows you how much I know. Hold on. There we go. Something in the air. But anyway, this homosexual priest, this was a really funny Jesse Lee Peterson interview, and it ended quicker than the Ricky Bobby one. And this guy ran away, though. So, we'll look at bits and pieces of this and have a good time. But before we do, I guess I should go ahead and play another song or something, because I need to go. I fixed myself a cup of coffee to do this stream, and I've already drank the whole thing. So I need to go and grab something else. So I'll play one song, but I tell you what song I'm going to play. In honor of, I'm sure some of you don't know if you didn't listen, if you haven't had a chance to hear this week's episode of the Crypto Report, which is episode 95, by the way, then you don't know that we've got a new installment of TKR Live coming to you every week. Thus far, we have White Wednesday and the Friday Night Special that are standards that we do every week. And this Saturday, we're adding a new feature, the Saturday Night Special. So in honor of that, I'll play this and grab me something to drink, and then we'll get right down to it.
One, two, three.
Coffee acquired. Drinking some of this pecan coffee. It's pretty good stuff. Pretty good stuff. But you know what? You know what I don't like? Keurigs are a huge piece of shit. Have you guys ever, have any of you had much experience with a Keurig? I mean, you get a good one. And like, I refuse to buy the coffee that comes in what they call the K-Pods, those freaking plastic things. You're running basically boiling water through that little cup of plastic and got all that steam going on inside of it, and then it squirts out all the chemicals from the coffee with your beverage. I don't like it. But I use the various kinds. There are a few brands that make the kinds that come where they have the little foil top. And the bottom, the part that holds the coffee, is basically just the coffee filter. And I buy those because I feel safe with those. But the Keurig machines themselves are such pieces of garbage. I mean, yeah, they'll make you, for what they are, they'll make you a really nice tasting cup of coffee, and they'll do it quick. But, they are so expensive, and they don't last. Like, the first one that I had was the simplest one. It was a Keurig brand, but it was one where, like, you poured a cup of water in the back and put the Keurig pot in it and told it to go, and it would make a cup of coffee. And that thing worked for about a year, and then it quit working. Just quit working. So thought, what the hell? And got a really, really nice one. And now the display is going out on it. And like which means the little computer in it's going out on it. And it resets its settings. And it won't let you get in there, and it turns itself off, and doesn't want to let you turn it back on and all. I'm like, man, fuck. I've had enough of this. Yes, exactly. Mine, Frank, and Gabriel, buy a new one, Goy. But anyway, Ted Wang with his internet troubles. I totally identify, but mine is working today, so we'll have us a little stream. And have us a little chat, have a little bit of a good time. It's an unusual time for me to be streaming, but that's okay. We've got about 139 people in here, according to the thing I'm reading. Let's see where we are on this leaderboard. I've got to affirm to it that I'm over 18. You know, to watch my stream, you have to affirm that you're over 18, but you can go on Pornhub and watch videos of hardcore porn where the scenario is that the stepdaughter has got her head caught in the washing machine, and the stepfather comes along and does anal on her against her will, and you don't even have to say, yeah, I'm 18. You just log on and be 9 years old or whatever and watch it. The internet's such a crazy, crazy place. Oh. Whitnor says he's never seen that one. I haven't seen that one either, but Vince of the Red Elephants talks about it on one of his recent videos from yesterday. He's written articles about that as part of the it's like one of the big exhibits that they're using for the push to get this porn regulated, because apparently it was the number one, like, most watched video on Pornhub the other day or something. But anyway, but yeah, I mean, my wholesome stream, you have to click a thing that says I'm over 18 to check it out, which I just did. And we're in third place. Which, I mean, that's good. This is not a scheduled stream or anything. So, let's see. Number one is someone called... Oh, that's Revenge of the Sis. They seem like cool guys. And number two is James the Fam. I have no idea who that is. But, like I said, this is just a spur-of-the-moment thing anyway. So, I don't feel all that competitive. I still think, you know, we should be number one. And I'm not satisfied, but... it's okay. All right. Let's watch a little bit of this thing, this Fallen State. Here we go.
They have new merchandise available.
Have you ever heard black don't crack? Is that true?
I think so.
Have you ever heard that once you go black, you can't go back? Don't take the risk.
I must have heard black don't crack.
Yeah, you have to.
Right, right.
And you have to have heard, once you go black, you can't go back.
No,
black.
No, I don't
he black.
I've never heard that.
Ask your congregation.
Congregation Latino.
They know.
Oh, no. Know. His congregation is Latino.
To be, once you go brown, you stay around.
That's right. Once you go brown, you hang around.
Yeah. What happens when you go white?
Get back. When you go white, get back.
You say good night.
That's right. That's amazing.
Once you go white, you're doing all right.
Welcome to the Father's State. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Today I have with me a leader of Sacred Resistance LA. He is Tom Carey. Tom Carey, also a priest of the Episcopalian in Los Angeles. He's also, you call a father too, right?
Yeah, if people want to call me father, they can. I go with Tom is good.
Oh, okay. I'm a little confused because I thought only Catholic priests were called father.
Well, it's a funny thing. You have priests and you have ministers, right?
Right.
So all priests are also ministers, but a priest is somebody who celebrates Mass or celebrates the Eucharist. And not all churches do that,
right? How do you feel when people call you father?
It depends on who's doing it.
Are you like, I'm not old enough to be your father?
Exactly.
Well, thank you for coming.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Are you called by God to be a priest, or are you...
This guy doesn't even believe in God, as you'll see soon.
You feel a calling, right? And so in my case, I felt a calling deep within me. This happened after many years. I was already in my 30s and 40s. So I'm not presumptuous enough to say that's a call by God, because that's too big and mysterious.
Right.
I felt a definite calling. It was a call to be of service, you know? It was a call to make connection and to join my spirituality with the spirituality of other people.
As we'll see here momentarily, he was called to join his something or other and join it with something or other of certain other people as well.
Just feeling in your body?
Yeah, sure.
How old were you at the time?
He felt it in part of his body.
And when you first felt it?
When I was like 15, I wrote a letter to my father saying I thought I wanted to become a man of the cloth,
right?
But then I forgot all about it. And so it really came back to me after I started being in recovery from alcoholism. About 5 years into recovery, I got the call. I thought I wanted to be a priest.
Amazing. And so you've never been married?
Well, you can marry in my church.
Oh, you can? You
sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, my church is gay friendly. I can marry a man.
You can marry church a man? Is gay in my friendly. Church.
Have you ever done it?
What kind of church?
I've officiated.
He's got an anal
marriage.
Church.
Did you never marry one?
No, I've never been married.
Oh, okay. And no children or anything?
No.
Do you regret not getting married, having children now that you're older?
Well, and I'm gay.
You're gay?
Yes.
You don't look gay.
It kind of does,
you
actually.
You come in all shapes and sizes, brother.
So you are gay?
I'm gay.
I didn't know you were gay.
Yeah, well, I just told you.
How did you become gay?
One doesn't become gay. One is born that way.
Bullshit.
Does God know you're gay?
I believe so.
Did he make you that way?
That's my opinion.
You think that God made you gay?
I have no, you know, I don't know the, I'm not going to be presumed to, plumb the depths of the Most High, but yes, I've
bro, he'll plumb the depths of random dudes' buttholes, but he won't plumb the depths of the Most High. What a priest we have here.
And gay as long as I can remember.
And so, have you been with men?
Of course.
Like sexually?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That's mind blowing.
This is mind blowing for you.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because I never expected a priest and a father of Epiphany Church to be gay.
That you're
you
sounds like you're
gay.
Coming from the assumption. What's look gay mean?
You know, switchy and soft looking.
Really, that's what you call stereotyping.
Oh, but
that's called, that's like if I were to say to you, well, you're black, where's your fried chicken?
I was at the house, and I can't wait to get home to eat.
That's what I'd say, too.
So, you know.
That's amazing. So, do your congregation know that you're gay?
Absolutely, they do.
That is mind-blowing. And so you think that God made mistakes?
That's a big question. You're talking about everything that is involved at the not only at the bottom of this universe, but whatever other inner universe.
See, he so, right there, he doesn't believe anything. That, he's
I don't think actually that force that we call God makes mistakes. No,
really. And so,
but actually, also, I believe that things unfold in a.
Have you ever heard any serious priest or minister or pastor refer to God as, you know, that force that we call God? I mean, where does he get his religion from? Star Wars?
Moment for us, and that so that, you know, time itself is an illusion. I mean, we're not, you know, how the power of the universe experiences all that, I have absolutely no inkling.
Oh, okay. So now I see a little gay in you.
Good.
Well, you did this.
You switched a little.
Uh-huh. So, thank you. So listen, do you think that human beings are in a fallen state? The show is called The Fallen State.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the state of, as in the United States.
No,
the
fallen away.
State.
Yeah.
See, so of course he hates America too, the fallen states of the United States he thought the show was about. And let's see, you know, he's about to answer one of the most basic questions of Christian theology is, are men, are people in a fallen state? Which, as far as I know, every denomination, now of course so many of them, like these Episcopals and all, have gone all loosey-goosey about everything and don't really even believe in God, like this gay priest here. But you know, that's the basic theology, is you're born into a fallen state, you're born into sin, and you know, that's where the churches, the various denominations, split off, is as to how you get out of that fallen state. You know, and I'm not gonna pretend that I fully understand Catholicism, because I'm not a Catholic and I've never gone. I haven't studied it all that closely, but you know, with Catholicism, you have to be going and confessing to a priest and participating in the communion and doing all this other stuff. And with fundamentalist evangelical type faith, you have to repent and acknowledge that Christ is the Son of God, and be saved, be born again, as it says in John 3:16. And so it is at the root of all Christian faith that you are indeed born into a fallen state. So let's see what the rectal priest has to say about it.
No,
you don't.
I believe that we are born absolutely, the what is born in us is born whole, right? And that actually it is what happens to us after we're born. That
see, so he just makes it up as he goes along. He has these beliefs that are not based on any religious doctrine, they're not based on any biblical text, they're not based on anything except what feels good to him. Which, of course, if he's going to justify his sodomite lifestyle to both himself and his parishioners, he has to have beliefs like this. But see, this is one of the things, this is like, you know, and I've said it before, the homosexuals are anus demons, as I prefer to call them. They are a destructive force. You allow them into anything. You allow them to be open in your society. You allow them to be openly part of whatever organization it is, whether it's a business organization, a civic organization, a corporation, a church, whatever it may be, and they will destroy it. And they'll destroy it with a big smile on their face, swishing around happily, as long as you stand back and say, oh, isn't it cute what he's doing? But if you say, wait a minute, don't destroy everything, then you'll see the demon come out.
Contributes to
so
our...
you don't think that he would be born in sin, which caused them to fall away from God?
And no, they need I do to, not.
Do you don't think that they need to repent and be born again?
I do not, no.
Really?
No.
So is your religion the same as Christianity, or just different?
Yeah, I'm in the Episcopal...
Okay, he doesn't believe that that you need to repent and be born again. So what he's saying is that John 3:16, which is the direct words of Christ, that... He knows better.
Church, the Anglican Church, but you're talking about a thing called original sin.
Right.
Right. Well, original sin, you know, really began with St. Augustine, right, which is about 400 years after the New Testament.
He came up with the term, but the concept did not begin with him. The concept began in the book of Genesis when Eve was tempted by the serpent to eat from the tree of knowledge, then convinced Adam to do so, and they became aware of the difference between good and evil. And that was when human flesh was made mortal, and the woman was made to menstruate and have babies. And from that moment on, people were born into a fallen state, as Jesse says. That is the doctrine of every church, that, as far as I know, traditionally, going back to the beginning of the Christian church.
So that's a formulation he made, and it came from his own experience of conversion, right, where he had felt that his life up to the moment of his conversion had been a life filled with sin. But that was St. Augustine's particular human experience.
How
right?
old are you?
68.
So are you going to be like gay all your life, or will this pass?
You know the answer to that as well as I do.
But both,
are you going to be black all your life, or is it going to pass?
But it's not the same.
Being gay and being black is different. It's like...
No, it's not, my brother.
Black is...
No, God made Jesse black. He did not make this priest gay. And it's funny, this dumb priest who did zero research into the show that he's going on has fallen right into one of Jesse's traps, because Jesse rails all the time about he doesn't like how the gays... and other groups use the blacks, that the blacks are always so willing to jump on whatever bandwagon they have, and they're like, oh, you know, I'm gay, that's just like being black, they oppress us all so bad and all this. But his assertion that he is gay and he's going to remain gay, so he's not even a Christian at all. He intends to continue in a behavior that throughout the Bible is condemned, and not in one place is it said to be okay.
Skin color, but gay is like an abnormal lifestyle.
Is that what you believe?
Yeah, you can overcome it.
No, I'm afraid that's wrong.
So why would God...
So we're not here to talk about sacred resistance. We're going to talk about homosexuality?
I'm just stunned that you're gay. I didn't know that. I didn't read it. One last question about that. Why would God make lesbians and gay men? What was the purpose of that?
Why did God make zebras?
But how about lesbians?
What was the purpose of that?
To multiply.
To multiply, to make more
have
zebras?
Have sex and make more
Why
zebras.
Do we need
Why
more
didn't
zebras?
God make
to
gay zebras?
To keep the earth clean and do what zebras do. But you don't know why God made lesbians.
I don't know why God made zebras. I don't know why God made you or why God made me.
Amazing.
If you say you know it,
I know why
I'd
God
say
made
you're probably being a little presumptuous.
No, he made human beings to create love.
And he probably made zebras to make, so that's why he made gay people.
Amazing. I had no idea. So I got to ask you about your organization, the Sacred Resistance.
Sacred Resistance,
LA.
Right.
What is it? How did it get started and why?
Sacred Resistance began around 2015, 2014, as a response to what was then the Obama administration's we talk a lot about, now about President Trump,
right?
But the Obama administration.
Hey, I know a couple of you are new here, so I'm not going to like rag on you or anything, but you can't use gamer words in the chat. Now, on DLive, I'm held responsible for the chat. And like that F word for homosexual, the very first stream that I did, when the stream was over, I checked my email, and an email had come in like 30 minutes before the stream was over, and it was from not even a moderator. It was from the DLive, a particular guy on the DLive team. Like, he's high up enough that his picture is up there in the about section, and he told me straight up, do not be using that F word for homosexuals or any other kind of word like that. And to keep the chat from doing it. So please, 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 no gamer words. You'll notice I'm not using them. That's just they don't censor our ideas here or the topics that we talk about, but we're not allowed to use the gamer words. So all you new guys, you know, no problem. I get it. I understand. I wish it was different, but this is what we got to do to maintain the channel. This is like our last corner and our last stronghold in this dark corner of the internet. So please help me out.
Stance around immigrations and refugees was also very, very bad. And so it was created around the militarization of the southern border between Mexico and Guatemala, using the Mexican army as a proxy for our own immigration service. And it was also created as in response to the influx of refugees coming up from Central America, fleeing violence and fleeing corruption, but really fleeing really terrible life.
Okay, I have to stop. And once again, I have to reiterate, no gamer words, and don't like spell things differently so that you can type out the gamer word, like the comment that I just deleted. The people running DLive are not stupid, okay? And we're in the process right now of applying for a verified partnership, which will be a huge thing for this channel and everything we're doing, and we're under a microscope. So, you know, I'm not going to keep asking all day. I've said it real nice twice now. I'm just going to start removing people. We cannot stand to have this in the chat. Thank you very much. Thank you for your understanding.
Levels of violence in Honduras and Guatemala and El Salvador, and all those children coming up at that time. And so the Episcopal Church and particularly the Diocese of Los Angeles, we thought that there needed to be a more humane response to that condition than the one we were giving.
So you guys didn't like the fact that Obama was trying to prevent them from coming here?
Obama was actually, he was trying to prevent them from coming here, but also Obama was the one who interfered in the Honduran elections in 2009 and caused that situation.
In what way? How did he do that? What did he do?
He supported the United States supported the loser of that election and put him in office, even though he had lost. It was one of the first things Obama did in 2009.
Well, how do you feel about those cages, what they call cages, that Obama started when he put the illegal aliens in and just kind of detained them until they figure out what to do with them? Were you okay with that when Obama did that?
I'm not okay with anybody doing that.
How about when Obama did it? Were you okay with it? Did y'all protest that as well?
We did.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you were not okay with that?
No.
Amazing. So so your sacred resistance, you fought illegal aliens just crossing the borders, like for open
yes,
borders,
he is.
And you just want them to come in?
No, what we're for is for a just immigration service.
Yeah, a just immigration service means that you basically... you get rid of ICE except for a couple of people to stand at the border with clipboards that they just hold like, you know, oh crap. Right. With a couple of clipboards that are just props and wave everybody in and hand them voter registration cards and EBT cards and certificates for free housing and all that as they walk in. That's what sane immigration policy means to this guy.
So that if someone is, I mean, it is a mandate of international law that someone who is fleeing violence and asks for asylum be given a fair hearing of that for that asylum, right? And we're also asking for immigration laws where the quotas are adjusted, where someone who is, to come in legally at this point in the United States, okay, there's like a waiting list of, even in the asylum cases, they're like 3 or 4, 5 years behind schedule, right? So to come in legally in the United States, the only thing that gets you in really is if you have a ton of money, right? Then you can get in, right? But our immigration system is broken at this point.
Well, these people come illegally. Are you for them breaking the law to come into the, as a priest and a father, are you for them breaking the law to come into the country?
If someone is fleeing violence.
But they're not fleeing violence.
How do you know?
There's no proof that they're fleeing violence from Obama administration or the Great White Hope administration.
I don't know of whom you're referring. Do you have somebody particular?
They're just
in
running
mind?
Away. They claim to be running away from gang members and things like that.
You don't think that's what they're, you think they're lying?
But they shouldn't be allowed to just come into our country. They should clean up their neighborhood, right? Because they're bringing that
same. So a 10, 11-year-old boy is supposed to clean up his neighborhood?
The children.
The parents are supposed to do
it. He wants those 10, 11-year-old boys for some reason.
The government and the parents.
Right.
Well, the government seems to be incapable of doing that there. And if your son is in danger of being murdered by a gang, you take him out of there. You would do that, and I would do that.
But now they're doing that here. They're bringing that same evil stuff here, and they're still killing each other, and they're killing American citizens. What are they supposed to do now? Run to another country?
What do you mean they're killing American citizens?
These are violent gangs.
What do you mean?
Have you seen in New York and South Central LA?
For 30 years, there were no gangs killing Americans.
What's the name
of
those street gangs? MS-13 and other. It's rampant in New York
rampant.
And other places. Are you in denial about that?
I'm not in denial. Absolutely.
But you're not being
honest
about it.
It is not rampant.
It is
the
rampant.
The violence that MS-13.
Are you seriously saying it's not
rampant?
Hang on.
Let me finish.
Go ahead.
The violence of MS-13 is actually perpetrated on its own members, right?
Yeah. You know,
you're talking about what goes on in Brentwood on Long Island, which I lived very close to for many years, right?
Right.
Right? It, but
in Brentwood, the violence is perpetrated by O.J. on his wife.
And I'm not negating that violence exists. What I am saying is that it has been wildly blown out of proportion.
But it hasn't. I happen to know.
It absolutely has, my brother.
I happen to know police officers and others who are working with those
it
people.
Absolutely been, has been born blown
I've seen
blown
it.
Wildly.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
Been,
don't worry about these people coming up here
it's not really
killing
told how bad
Americans.
It really
you know,
is.
I mean, it's all so exaggerated.
I don't have numbers right here.
It's so exaggerated.
Killing, and so you're okay with them leaving their country, killing one another, but to come here and do it?
That's a really dumb question.
Are you okay with that?
It's a question you
give
can't
me a dumb
answer.
Answer to it.
No, I'm not even going to dignify it with an answer.
But you said that they are doing that to themselves over there. But
no,
they're also,
that isn't actually what I said.
Well, they're running away from it, right?
Yes.
But they're coming here doing it to themselves.
You're talking about 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old kids coming here.
Those are not. Well, they're off.
You're talking about this priest's potential sex partners. How dare you, Jesse?
Some kids coming here, but they're becoming killers as well.
This is just bullshit.
You a priest, can you curse?
I just did.
That's amazing. You gay and you curse? God's not pleased.
I must be, God
no,
is
not
pleased.
How do you feel?
I guess you and I worship two different ideas about that.
Oh, that's for sure.
How do you feel about the Great White Hope?
What is that?
Donald Trump, the president.
I'm not in favor of him.
Why not?
I think he's incompetent and mentally unstable.
In what way?
In what way is he mentally?
This guy goes around having butt sex, and he wants to claim that someone else is incompetent and unstable.
Fully unstable?
First, incompetent. How is he incompetent?
He is impulsive, ignorant.
See, this is standard shit. You're like, okay, how is he one subjective thing that you said, and you say a bunch more objective things? You could just, how is he impulsive? How is he this? How is he that? It's just bullshit.
does not take advice of people who know about
who are those people? The Beltway? You?
He is a narcissist and therefore sees the world only.
A priest or a psychiatrist?
He is psychologically really damaged, and I just think he's a very, is very.
It, he's orange.
Is it impulsive or compulsive to put a wall up around a border to protect the American citizen?
It's ineffectual.
Is that mental?
Well, I mean, he hasn't really done
it. If a wall around the border, you know, an actual wall around the border is ineffectual, then I wonder if this guy has a lock on the front door of his church to keep people from breaking in there at night. I mean, is the lock ineffectual? That's what I want to know.
I think it's just a publicity.
No, the wall is going up. Is that mental?
Have you heard that they... I know, and they've already, they're boring through it.
But I'm asking you, is that mental to put America first?
You mean, do I think that's a good thing to put America first?
Right.
No, I don't think it's a good thing to put America
first.
Are
you an American
citizen? Oh, what?
And
so it's not a good thing to put America
first. It's a bad idea to put the wall up around the border.
I think it's a terrible idea.
You don't want to protect the